One Man's Family, brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer and many other fine, dependable pharmaceutical products. Overheard between Clifford and Arnie Gans in the garden.
Arnie, I want to talk to you sometime about San Rafael.
Oh, you mean the newlyweds, Dr. and Mrs. Gibbons. I heard an exchange between them one day, but it's such an intimate matter you hate to pass it on or listen to it. Either one.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. If you take Alka-Seltzer, you know that it gives wonderful, fast relief from acid indigestion. But say, friends, I wonder if you've ever tried taking Alka-Seltzer at night, before you go to bed. Maybe you've been taking it in the morning when you wake up with acid indigestion, and perhaps a headache, too. But try this the next time. When late hours and late refreshments threaten to cause acid indigestion later on, take Alka-Seltzer before you go to bed. Really, you'll be amazed and delighted with the way it can relieve acid indigestion. And as a result, you'll sleep better, and you'll wake up feeling better the next morning. Now, that's a real tip. So remember it, won't you? Don't let acid indigestion rob you of a good night's sleep. Take Alka-Seltzer before you go to bed. Chapter 1, Book 81. Darkness comes swiftly now in Henry Barber's garden in Seacliff, San Francisco. At 4:45 on a wintry afternoon, Arnie Gans, the handyman, has reluctantly put away his tools. He stands now, puffing his stubby briar pipe, surveying the day's accomplishment with the critical eye of a meticulous workman. Clifford, with a coat thrown over his shoulder, comes out the back door and down to the garden, carrying the cardboard box.
Hey, Arnie.
Yes, Mr. Clifford. Yes, I have to quit early these dark days. What did you get there?
Mom did some baking today.
Oh.
This is for you. It's oatmeal cookies.
Oh, my. It isn't any wonder I'm glad to get back here from San Rafael now, is it? This is a real homey place to work. Really is.
What's the matter?
Oh, one of my flagstones kind of out of kilter there a little bit. Just put the box on the bench until I want the day's work right before I leave.
The garden's beginning to look normal again, Arnie.
How's this? That about straight?
Oh, yeah, it looks fine. You and Dad have done wonders here.
Well, Mr. Clifford, your father knows what he wants, you know. Now, take Dr. Giddings over there at San Rafael. It was all confusion. He wants to please his wife, and she's never home to be consulted. It's like my paint job over there. Blessed if we can find out whether Miss Teddy wanted blue trim or green trim. So we just had to go ahead. Oh, say, I'm so famished. I'm going to eat me a oatmeal cookie. Want one?
Oh, no, thank you. I want to talk to you about things over at San Rafael sometime.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that oatmeal cookie taste. Now, Miss Teddy, I should say Mrs. Giddings, well, she don't get time to do any baking at all. Busy over here at the Army Hospital, driving back and forth. Hardly any home life to speak of, you might say. What'd you ask me?
I was just wondering how things struck you over there, generally.
Yes. Well, yes.
Is Teddy happy?
Happy? Well, if work makes happiness, I suppose so. But on the other hand, I don't know that newlyweds... That work is quite enough. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm, yeah. Well, there's a fly in the ointment over there, Mr. Griffin. Might as well admit it. Perfectly obvious. Fly in the ointment. 87 years old.
What?
Yeah. That Dr. Froschauer, they bought the place from. He's still living with him,
Oh, yeah. You think that's the trouble?
Well, I guess it's in the agreement they were to give him his breakfast, you know, until he can move to his daughter's down in L.A. Oh, he's a nice enough old fellow, Mr. Griffin, but... Still and all, he's a stranger in their home, wants his breakfast aged, just so. 3.5 minutes. And he wants the toast dark, but not burnt. And while he's agreed to live in his own room until, I guess he's going down to L.A. sometime in January. How would I say? Oh, yes, he don't stay in his own room like he should, but wanders all over the house as if he still owned it. He knocks his pipe out in the flower bowls.
Uh-huh. You think that's it, huh?
Well, I can't exactly say that's it, but I was painting the window trim one Sunday morning. And the window was open, you know. And I was overhearing a pretty personal exchange between Dr. and Mrs. Giddings before I realized.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, I guess I get along home now. Yeah,
but, Arnie, what did they say?
Huh? Oh, well, she said most of it. You might assume the burden of the remarks were all hers. She won't have a cookie before I go?
No, thank you. Look, Arnie, I don't like to be in the position of prying into this thing.
Oh, I know just how I feel, Miss Glover. It's such an intimate matter, you hate to pass it on. Or listen to it. Either one.
Yes, of course, but it...
Yeah, you know what I felt like doing? I wanted to lean in the window and smooth things over and just say, take life as it comes, young lady. Take it as it comes. But I just went on painting, trying not to... Of course, I got an earful. Couldn't help that.
What was the gist of it, honey?
Won't go any farther.
No, of course not.
Mrs. Gillings said he was all thumbs and awkward. Went at everything sideways.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I said a husband that would arrange for an 87-year-old man to clutter up the extra bedroom wasn't showing instinctive consideration for a woman. And so forth. Said it made her feel trapped.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's the key of the whole situation, I think. Yeah, you'd get that old Dr. Froshire out there, and things would clear up like sunshine after a storm.
I'm glad to know that's the trouble, Arnie. That's one you can solve. We might see if we can't do something about that.
Yes, sir. I talked to a fellow one day myself. I said, Dr. Froshire, why don't you hightail it out of here and go live with your daughter now instead of in January? But he said her new house wasn't finished and he couldn't go. Didn't have the money to board out. So he realized he was causing considerable friction.
Oh, he did, huh?
Oh, yes, he was sorry about it, too. Of course, Mr. Clifford, you don't get the idea I'd be critical of Miss Teddy and Mrs. Giddings. That girl comes dragging home at night so tired and worn. It just breaks your heart to see it. Dr. Giddings calls out to her how he's got the dinner ready and... She's usually just so exhausted to even eat with him. Oh, yeah, just makes your heart sick.
Penny, hurry up. Come on in. I got a surprise for you.
Oh, hello, Elwood.
Oh, say, honey, you look so tired.
Oh, I'll be all right. Well, what's this about a surprise, Elwood? What have you done now?
What have I done now, Teddy?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that the way it sounded. Oh,
would you like some coffee first or soup? I've got some soup on the stove.
No. Show me a surprise.
Okay, come on along. It's in Dr. Froshour's room.
Oh, if I have to talk to Dr. Froshour, I just can't tonight.
You wait and see. Come on, Teddy. I've got something in that extra bedroom that's going to take your breath away. Now, just let me put the light on in here. There.
Well, Elwood, what in the world have you done in here? Where's Dr. Froshour?
Well, he ought to be about at San Luis Obispo by this time.
What?
Yeah, he's gone, Teddy. We've got the house to ourselves. And how do you like the new furniture?
Why, this is almost too much of a surprise.
I put Dr. Froshour on the bus for Los Angeles. I canceled my appointments for this afternoon. Really made things fly around here.
But you must have. On the bus? But Elwood...
Well, I sold the old furniture for what I could get at the second-hand store, and I got this new stuff. The desk and the bookcases... I thought we could make this into a study for you, Teddy. A room of your own where, well, you can be alone if you want to.
But, Elwood, how did you bring all this about?
Well, I've been working on it ever since you spoke to me about it.
But how? How did you do it?
By going right after it, Teddy. I phoned Dr. Froshour's daughter, long distance. She arranged for a rooming house nearby down there to take the old man in until her house is built. And I paid for his room until January. I thought it'd be worth it.
Elwood, I hope there weren't hard feelings or anything. I didn't mean...
Oh, he understood, all right.
What did he understand? What do you mean by that?
Well, Teddy, the man's been living here in the house with us. He could see you weren't too anxious to be home any more than you had to be.
Oh, that isn't true, Elwood. I'm busy.
Oh, sure. But, you know, I should have had sense enough to see it wouldn't work with Dr. Froshour living here. I should have seen that, Teddy. I was so anxious to get a place and get started, I jumped at it and made all kinds of ridiculous arrangements. That's the way I always seem to do things.
Oh, Elwood, you mustn't blame yourself.
Nice of you to say that, Teddy, but I know where I slipped up. And then today, I make the same mistakes all over again. I could kick myself sometimes.
What, Elwood? What mistake?
No, like what I did with the furniture today. I got so excited thinking about this surprise that I didn't realize until I got the desk in here and the bookcases that, well, you might have liked to pick out your own.
Oh, no, they're very nice. I like them very much.
Really? Well, it's unfinished furniture, but we can paint it ourselves. What color do you think you'd like it to be?
I don't know. We'll have to discuss it later on.
All right. Oh, and say, here's something I did, but I had the good sense to arrange to take this back. It's a picture. It's a reproduction of Gainsborough's Blue Boy.
Oh.
Here, I'll hold it up. You like it?
Uh-huh.
Oh, you don't like it, do you?
Well, I don't care for reproductions of any kind, Elwood.
Oh, well, that's all right. I'll take it back. But otherwise, Teddy, this is going to be all right, isn't it? I know how much you like your room on the third floor at the family home, and I figured we could practically reproduce it here.
You're the kindest person I've ever known, Elwood. I've been sorry 100 times about the things I said to you that Sunday morning. I should have apologized long before now.
Why, you don't have to apologize to me for anything, Teddy. You and I are going through, I guess, what married people all go through. And, you know, all those books on marriage, they have a nice, easy-sounding name for it. Readjustment. And, of course, it isn't easy, but I'm going to try, Teddy. I'm going to try as hard as I can.
Yes, I'm going to try, too, Elwood. I'm going to try with all my heart. Let's just see if we can't start all over.
The Barbers will be back in just a moment. To get quick, comforting relief from cold misery, take Tabsin Quick. That's T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabsin, the new and different antihistaminic cold tablet. Tabsin can do more to help relieve your cold misery. Tabsin is more than just an antihistamine. Yes, besides containing one of the most effective antihistamines on the market to help relieve the sniffles and sneezes of your cold, Tabsin contains other relief-giving ingredients. These ingredients help to ease the headache and reduce the fever which so often accompany a cold. Now, you may have tried other antihistaminic tablets without the relief you hoped for. But remember, Tabsin is different. Yes, here is a better formula to check cold symptoms than just antihistamine alone. And friends, you owe it to yourself to find out how Tabsin can help you. Ask your druggist for the new and different antihistaminic cold tablet made by the makers of Alka-Seltzer, Tabsin, the bright red tablet in the bright red package. Here's the family again.
Teddy, you know what I've been thinking?
What, Elwood?
Instead of trying to reproduce a room like your old one, let's create a room in there that stands for us. Just us. Not the Barber family, but, well, the Giddings family.
All right, Elwood. We'll try.
Friends, remember to try Tabsin for relief of your cold symptoms. Yes, when you take cold, take Tabsin quick. Feel better quick. T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabsin, now at all drugstores. Tabsin relieves sniffles and sneezes, the watering and itching of the eyes and nose. But Tabsin does more. It can also relieve, quickly and effectively, the headache and fever which so often accompany a cold. That's Tabsin, T-A-B-C-I-N, for cold misery. The bright red tablets in the bright red package at all drugstores. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tomorrow, News from Pinky, Chapter 2, Book 81. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.